Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare to Dream. Hey, Debbie Dashinger. Oh my goodness. So excited to be here. Talk about dreams. Talk about you creating yours into your reality. And hey, also what might be getting in your way. Just so you know, I'm going to be speaking this Friday at Women's Wisdom in San Diego. The city is Rancho Santa Fe. Excited. It's at a country club, and I am their guest of honor. Speaking about media, I'm going to be talking about what's your message and how to use radio interview mastery. We've got a lot of people showing up, and that's because a lot of people today are running their own business. They don't always know how to articulate who they are, what they do, what their brilliance is, and how to get it out there and where the right shows are. So if you can make it, go to womenswisdom.net, please, and sign up there. It's nominal, lunch is included. Or if you prefer to work with me one-on-one, go to radio. What is my website? It's MediaMasteryRadio.com, MediaMasteryRadio.com. And hey, also, we're giving away this week only a free to you, but an $800 to us, book video trailer. If you are an author ready to take your book to international bestseller, it is a guaranteed service. So for either of those, hook up with me. You know how, mybestsellerbook.com or mediamasteryradio.com. You know, we're going to be having somebody on the show, and I love this because we get to explore subjects and dare to dream that I wouldn't normally have privy to. So it's really my honor to have various people who are masters at what they do out into the world and illuminate us. The subject today is going to be with expert Vera Mahajan, who is an author who wrote the book Unreported, and she's going to be talking about domestic abuse. And specifically, she says, domestic abuse is an unreported crime, and it's important to learn to live so you can be free, a journey that's free. So this will be an exploration, and I just want to riff off of how we can even abuse ourselves in our lives, because one thing I know for sure, when we're creating a dream come true, you need to have some capacity. You need to have some time, attention. You need to have some resources. You need to be fairly energetic so you can wake up and do little chunks, break down your task, your big dream, into projects, into little chunks, and take on those so that your dream can come true. And without that, it's very, very difficult. So I'm talking about this because there's been a time in the past couple of years where I found my energy is less than optimal. In fact, I had a conversation with a friend and colleague today who I'm going to be doing some collaboration with, and she said, you know, you sound kind of off, you sound kind of tired. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I have this like crazy to-do list. I have a lot going on. So let's address that, because I've gotten better and better at this, but when it's a default, and maybe you'll resonate, you still sometimes slide back. Maybe not as bad, but it still creeps up. And what you can ask yourself is, what are my white tigers right now? In other words, rawr. What craziness have you changed yourself to this time? You know, have you ever been really, really tired And like I said, for the past couple of years of my life, I found that I was always the energy bunny, just running around, doing lots of stuff, never really got tired. But I found recently, last few years, struggling with this terrible problem of never having enough energy. And then, you know, you start to wonder, oh, could it be metabolism or thyroid or brain tumor? Maybe I need a better mattress. Maybe I need more flax seeds. But I can tell you it wasn't the flax seeds. In fact, my problem was not that I had low energy at all. You could probably power a small city off of my natural reserves of enthusiasm. My problem was that I'd been squandering it. I spent years pouring my precious attention down a suck hole of exhausting behaviors, and that included, but was not limited to, engaging in unhealthy relationships, sexually and otherwise, clinging to toxic friendships and business relationships, pretending to be somebody I was not, trying to please people who could never be pleased. Oh my God, that's so big. Just notice me, see my gifts, love me, and recognize me. Trying to save people. You see things going on in people's spaces, business-wise or personally. You want to go, wait, just listen to me, check this out. But these are people who will never, could never, never want to be saved. Or trying to persuade people who are never going to recognize or love me to recognize and love me. Faking happiness during times of misery and saying, yes, this is big for me, saying yes. When I actually meant no. Do you relate? Because this is all very tiring stuff. And basically, epically, we get wiped out. You know, on this planet right now, you hear a lot of doctors and holistic doctors talk about chronic fatigue, about adrenal stress that's so great that people are losing energy. Well, folks, this is what it's all about. Honestly, it's no wonder we are epically wiped out, because to deplete ourselves in this fashion, and then we walk around saying, hey, man, I have no goddamn energy. But really? We were each given plenty of energy. It's how we choose to expend it on incredibly foolish things. We only have so many hours in the day, so many seconds. How will we allot them and spend them? We all have some very dangerous pathology, and it's capable of devouring our lives and utterly depleting our energy if we are not careful. So your white tigers, the things that you're chained to, the craziness at this time, well, it might be addiction. It might be codependency. It might be workaholism or rage or perfectionism or, God help us, control, people who are controlling. It's exhausting. Or blame or gambling or an eating disorder. So here's what I know, and I take a beautiful, yummy breath with this. For today, I am living sanely. For today, my energy flows freely. So if my energy isn't flowing freely, I know I need to once again ask myself, girl, what are those white tigers right now? Grr. What craziness have I chained myself to this time? And when I've identified my tigers, whatever's eating me and eating up my life, then I have an important choice to make. Important choice. Because I can double down on my current madness and keep pretending, oh, this is perfectly normal just as it is. Or I can drop the chain and simply let those mad tigers go. You know, the only way to rid yourself of your own cumbersome beast is to tell the truth about your life. Tell the truth about your addiction. Tell the truth about your codependency or workaholism or rage or perfectionism or blame or gambling or eating disorder or out of control, controlling everything. And whatever it is, saying yes when you mean no, whatever it is that's sucking you dry, just come clean. Come clean to yourself about it and the dire effect it's having on your life. The dire effect it's having on you. And once you do that, your energy will begin to return. It returns in the form of power. Potency, not the fake kind of power that comes from perpetuating some unsustainable myth about yourself, but it comes from standing in your truth Embracing the desire to be fully, finally restored and energy rich for the rest of your days. So big magic, folks, big magic. Create living beyond fear. Ask yourself, what are my white tigers right now? What craziness have I chained myself to this time? And you can make a choice right now, whatever is depleting you and your energy and making you so tired, to just not do that anymore and choose really amazing behavior instead. You can let go of the white tigers. They don't have to control you any longer. Remember, it's all about a choice. Choose. Choose for yourself right now. My guest today is Vera Mahajan. She's a mediator, best-selling author, speaker, expert on domestic abuse. Vera has a BSc in computer science from Wayne State University. She was married to her husband for 23 years, owned and managed software businesses in Michigan for most of her married life. She was the president of the company till she broke the cycle of domestic abuse. At home, divorced, and moved to Malibu, California to start over and live a new and happy chapter. Vera has learned a lot about domestic abuse in all phases of her life as a child, a daughter, a wife, and a mother. Vera authored the best-selling book, Unreported, which shares her domestic abuse experiences along the lessons learned and stories from other people she interviewed who also live with abuse and came out strong and free. Vera is also the publisher of Malibu Chronicle, a multimedia magazine at MalibuChronicle.com. She is a Pepperdine Law School graduate with a master's in dispute resolution. She is a mediator, arbitrator, and a peacemaker. Vera has finally learned to listen to her own heart and feelings. If it does not feel good, it is not good for you. She's learned to pay attention to the red flags and says, if you can't fix it, please get out of it. You deserve to be loved all the time, not once in a while. Stop living for the crumbs of life. To learn more about Vera Mahajan, go to her website at veramahajan.com. Hi, Vera. It's so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm happy to be here. Very excited.
Excited to have you and talk about your journey from domestic abuse to a life of freedom. So you've got a new book out. Let's start with the best-selling book, Unreported. What caused you to write this book, Unreported, and what does the title mean to you?
Unreported, because domestic abuse, as you know, most of the time, and I just was communicating on Facebook with a man who was telling me a story about a woman, his girlfriend, who was actually physically abusive to him. And he's been trying to get out. And most of the time, women are victims, but men, the reverse abuse is also there, as not as common as men being abusive to women and women being victim, but it does go both ways. And women, at least we talk to each other or someone, but men, they keep it inside. And in most cases, domestic abuse goes unreported, at least to as a crime till, as you know, people actually can get killed and physically hurt and end up in hospitals and burnt and all that stuff. But till it goes to extremes, it's unreported. And that's why I named the book Unreported, because domestic abuse is an unreported crime most of the time. Hmm. And learning to live out of abuse is a journey. And when I say live, it stands for love yourself. You have to love yourself to know you deserve to be free and not be hurt or abused in any way. And insist on freedom. I is for insisting on freedom all the time from everything. You have to have personal freedom. And if you believe that, then you will not let anybody control you, hurt you, or in any way make you feel bad. And then V is for victory over the victim syndrome. If you are free of that syndrome, don't keep thinking of yourself as a victim and learn how to get out of it. Keep focused and keep strong and stay strong with that idea that I am not a victim. You will get out. And then it's not just one relationship. Then it's all relationships. In any kind of relationships, you will not be in an abusive relationship because you're not a victim. there's only two way, or one way, I would say, or two ways to get out of an abusive relationship. If you cannot have the abuser stop it, the only way to do it is not accept it. So you have to say no to abuse and get out.
You know, it's interesting what you're saying, because I recently read an article in a magazine. There's a big, you know, YouTube's huge right now, and the people who are stars on YouTube have millions and millions of followers. And there's a gentleman who's got a show on YouTube, and he came out one day, has nothing to do with his show, but out of nowhere made a choice to share that he had been abused by a woman, and he talked about being hit and slapped and the shame and the terror and the embarrassment, and he broke down in the middle of this YouTube video. And interestingly enough, it propelled him to even more fame because people were so deeply touched by his ability to be that real and raw and let us in. So I'm wondering, based on that, and also everything I spoke about in my opening, how difficult it is sometimes to see things and want to tell people, hey, this is wrong, you can get yourself out, go help yourself, but you can't really save everybody. So how do you deal with situations, Vera, when you see people accepting abuse or hurting themselves? What do you do? How do you handle it?
We hurt ourselves a lot of time by, like you were saying earlier, that we overdo, we over-try to please someone else. And those people are just not, it's just not possible to please people who are just always wanting more, asking for more. You can just never do enough. So you have to know how much I can do. Like I say, I want to take care of you, but not at my cost. Like, then there's another saying, I mean, amazing, if you can hear it, is that you always help people from the overflow. Fill your cup and keep filling it up so then you can help from the overflow. You have to take care of yourself first. I mean, there's so many of these analogies which are go way, you know, back from generations that we keep hearing. We just never pay attention to it. Charity starts at home. You know, help from the overflow. So you want to be charitable, you want to be helpful, you want to be loving, but loving not to just other people. You got to be loving to yourself. That's why my LIVE stands for love yourself. That's the first thing. You got to love yourself first. That's the only way you will be free and open and be able to 100% love someone else. If you yourself are needing and wanting that love, because then it'll be very conditional, because you're not fulfilled, you love someone because you want them to make you feel better.
And is it important, Vera, for us to learn about abuse? I mean, I don't know if the public at large knows much. Is it important, and why is it important for us to learn about abuse?
I mean, if abuse is such a cancerous thing that I feel either you have gone through it or you know somebody, everybody knows somebody who's gone through abuse. When I started writing, or even, I didn't even know I was living in abuse, even though it was a horrible life. All I knew was anger. My dad was angry. My husband was angry, or something else, the cheating and the drinking and the gambling. All those were different names that I could deal with one at a time, because you don't understand all these are abuse. When someone makes you feel bad, and makes you feel bad about yourself, controls you, you are not feeling free, that is abuse. And a lot of, I didn't know I was living in abuse till I started working in a shelter and I saw this film, which reminded me of, oh my God, this is how I live, and this is if this is abuse, I live in abuse. And then another person that I have a story in my book, there's abuse comes in so many forms. Most people only know one form of abuse that is making them feel bad. But abuse comes in emotional, physical, of course, sexual. And if someone is sexually abused, that is their worst horror, and they think that is abuse. If someone's beaten up, that they think that is the worst abuse. But a friend of mine, who actually I have a story in the book, she was sexually abused by her husband almost every day, and she had to just basically be out of her body and let it happen and then go through the next day. And when she asked me, she couldn't believe that I didn't have to go through that every day. And that's the abuse that she knew. So that's why in my book, first of all, I'm kind of explaining what abuse is, then there are different forms of abuse, and then the red flags of abuse, what to be aware of and what will tell you that you this is an abusive relationship. And then, of course, very candidly, which nobody tells you, even your lawyers don't tell you, how to get out of it. What are little details that you need to get out of it? So it's a small book that it's very intentionally made small so everybody can read it and give it to someone, and it's inexpensive. So it was all not just, you know, because I didn't have enough material. It was done intentionally so there's enough information and clear information so you can see what abuse is and what it looks like and what you can do about it and how to get out of it.
You know, I'm wondering when you share that story, Vera, here you are going along in your marriage. You talk about your dad was angry, your husband was angry. So there's something in you that has known this since a child that is actually used to it, that that's some kind of a normal. And when you see this film and you get this new information and all of a sudden you're processing, oh, what I'm going through is abuse. This isn't normal. What was that like for you? What was that awareness and awakening like for you to realize?
Wow. I still remember that day. I'm watching this film because I was part of the group that was supposed to help other women. It was a group for women and children. It was like a shelter sort of a group where we tried to find help for them, for, you know, information for them. And I was one of the group where who was getting training, and we were shown this film with a couple who just came out of a party having fun, and some were something that the husband didn't like. It's a young couple. And the woman still has no idea what she might have said or done or what the husband didn't like. They come in the car. She's still talking, chatting, you know, being happy and putting lipstick on, and all of a sudden a smack on her face. And the lipstick is all over her face. Her lip is bleeding, and it's like she has no idea what happened. And I was like, oh, my God, I have lived this life for so long with that kind of fear in the car. You have no idea where to go. The car is speeding, and you are just in a death trap. And I have lived that life. And that's when I realized, I mean, my tears just started flowing. I was sitting there quiet. My face is just burning up and tears are flowing, and I told the counselor who was sitting right next to me, this could be me. This is problem, and that means I'm living in abuse. And she said she already knew, but they don't push you, you know, and they wait for you to come out and talk about it. And she says from all the questions and how much interest I was showing, it's like I knew in my heart. It's just my normal was a bad normal. And I had given it little names. If you give a small name, you think I can take care of it. When you call it abuse, then you know I need to do something about it. Then you cannot take it. That's why you have to give the big name of what it is. You cannot say, oh, he's angry and he's upset, and because then you know how to deal with it. So you have to make it big enough. Like from where I lived to the point of when I decided I'm going to get a divorce, I am actually so glad and thankful to my husband that if he was going to make it abusive, I'm glad he brought it to that unbearable level that I said, okay, I can't take it anymore. I can't bear it anymore. If he had brought it, kept it a notch down and kept it at the bearable place where I had been living all my life with my father and now with him, I would probably still be there. So, it's, you know, unless you see it for what it is, and unless you say this is unbearable, unless you say I'm not going to take it anymore, you say that no to yourself. I will not take it anymore. When I say no to abuse, you've said it all your life and over to the abuser. It's not working. Mm. You have to say no to yourself. I am not going to take it anymore. I am going to get out of this. That's the only way you will get out of it.
Wow. So out of the land of denial and into full frontal acknowledgement and awareness of what's going on. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Vera Mahajan about more phases of domestic abuse, how she helps people today around violence and abuse, her book, and how she started her business ventures to get on the right track. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com transforms your business using radio publicity for big results. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Clients receive promotion and recognition through radio appearances. Clients learn what their message is and how to properly share what they do with the world. Accomplishing a valuable business is the result of being media savvy with systems in place. Booking radio appearances with fun and ease is possible. Learn more at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com offers groundbreaking publicity and training for books and radio. Programs and products for authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs are available at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie leads workshops, offers worldwide private coaching, leads retreats, and speaks from stage on media and success. Her clients leave sessions successful with business and messaging brilliance. In today's world, navigating media is essential. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm interviewing author and businesswoman Vera Mahajan, who empowers domestic abuse victims to stand up and say no more. So Vera, we were talking about domestic abuse, and you had experienced it in all phases of your life, as a child, a daughter, a wife, a mother. Do you mind, for edification reasons, what was the worst of it? What happened for you so it helps us to identify what abuse looks like?
You mean what phase of all the abuse was the worst for me? Was it mother, daughter, or whatever?
Yes, and what kind of things did you experience?
Well, as a child, I had my father, who was, again, very abusive to my mom, and just openly insulted her, told her she was not good enough for him, and all that stuff, you know, just she... I now can't even imagine how she lived all her life with him, knowing every day my husband does not like me. you know. And on top of that, he's physically abusive, verbally abusive, just was not nice. And he was also very abusive to my older brother, who just kind of went into this passive, became a very passive person. And he was physically abusive to him and to the next two was me and my younger brother, the one younger to me. We probably got less of all the four. My youngest brother, again, I mean, sometimes he would just beat him out of fun. I just can't imagine a little boy. I mean, it's just, I don't know how my mother took all that, her abuse, and then watching my son, brothers and me being hurt. I've been physically and all that hurt from my father. And then, of course, living through all that, I found my husband, who was an amazing boyfriend. He was just principled, cared for me. He had this lying thing that, you know, I didn't take it seriously, but those are the red flags that you cannot ignore. And things just never good enough when I watched him with other people. Or even the stories he told about his family, he always had to embellish and make it look bigger. These are all the red flags that I ignored, and I thought, yay, he loves me, and it's never going to happen with us. And we were actually very good for some time. And then, of course, it started creeping up, and I married him thinking he's, wow, I found the guy of my dreams. He's so much better than my father, and I can escape all the abusive things that I lived with and had go into this wonderful, beautiful life with him. And no, it started happening, cheating and beating, and the kids came and then they were abused. It's just all over, started all over again. And now I had children. Things that you think you'll never accept, you start accepting because when you are in those shoes that you never think you will be, then you'll know what you'll be able to accept. So I accepted and endured a lot for many years. For 14 years, I kept thinking. I had this thing in my head, like a calendar that kept going, 13 years, 12 years, if he either is going to get better or I'm going to leave. If it, for the next time, if he's going to, by, you know, either he's going to get better or I'll leave at 18 when my son turned 18. So from the time my youngest son was 14 to the time he was 18, I just went with this mental calendar in my head where I said, okay, I will leave if he's not better by then. And one day my son was almost 18. He was already gone to college, and he was beating him up. And my calendar said, there's no more time left. He's almost 18, and I don't need to take this anymore. That's the first time in 23 years I told him I've been thinking of leaving him. I don't think he knew that I've been thinking 14 years that I will be leaving him. And and that was the day, for the first time, I moved into a different room, and I said,
wow,
that's it. Yeah, it took me 14 years because he had threatened me he would take my kids away if I decided to leave. So for that, I just kept staying and keep trying to live, built this compartmentalized thinking where, you know, you try to enjoy the good days and cry the bad days, and you try not to, you know, at least I try not to shadow my good days with the bad. So I really tried to enjoy the good days. And so a lot of people didn't even know what I was living. And we were growing financially, and we were doing great in business. So people thought I lived like a queen. And when we announced the divorce, I said, yes, I did live like a queen when he left me. But it was all borrowed life. The day he wanted to pull it out, he could pull it out. And those days were like you feel helpless. You know this is not the life.
Tell me about the transition. Tell me about how you go from that to this completely new awareness. Wow, I've been living in a lie. I'm actually an abused woman in an abusive relationship. You put your foot down. You say no more. And you have this transition, and you move, you create businesses. How did you do all of that? Those are pretty big dreams. And pretty
right. It's the thing, while I'm living all that, and I had built this compartmentless life, so it's not like I wasn't living. I was still doing all the physical work. I was still, you know, him and I, we were running the businesses together. I had learned, my dad had private school, so I worked with him a lot. So I had built this very hard work ethics where I can work 20 hours a day and enjoy it. So, and because my dad was a very hard worker, a very intelligent man. So same thing with my ex. He was very intelligent and hard worker, and I worked hard with him too. And while we both ran the businesses together, he was the CEO, I was the president of the company, did very well. So, and even though I never really got the credit for it, but the skills are being built, you know. I'm very capable. I've never had to ask. I'm a very self-sufficient person, and I like to be like that. And so when I, you know, the day I'm telling you I saw that movie and then I finally told him I'm leaving you and I'm saying no to the abuse, I was ready. I'm like, this whole gate is open. Why would I go back in this? He wanted to not go through divorce after a while. You know, it took us a year and a half and it should have taken 6 months because the kids were grown. But I was like, give me a good reason. Why would I come back to you? There's no reason. So I needed a better life. So I was focused. You have to stay focused and keep moving forward. And then after that, when the divorce happened, all of a sudden I'm like divorced five different ways because my family wasn't supportive of me. My culture, everybody kept saying, you know, half your life is gone. I'm like, I can't even live five more years, five more days in this. What are you talking about? Half my life is gone, so the other half I should just kill myself like this and live in abuse. So anyways, I walked out, and my kids were gone. My job was gone since we worked together. My home was gone. My husband and family life was gone. My own personal family who didn't support me through divorce, I pretty much divorced five, six different ways. And I said, I got to start over. And by the time my son had moved to L.A., we lived in Michigan. All that life was in Michigan. And then he had moved to L.A. for studying to fit him. And he was my younger one, so I wanted to move close to him. So I moved to Malibu. And for 3 months, I said, okay, I'm going to try and see if I like it. Of course, for one, what's not to like in Malibu. So I really loved it, and I was happy. And then I decided to stay. And I love working. So I got this opportunity to buy a newspaper called Malibu Chronicle. I had no idea about how to do a publishing, but I've been in business all my life. So I'm like, I'm going to treat it like business. And so I bought 50% of that. And then within a year, I bought the rest of it, and I bought my partner out. And I've been running it for the last 6 years. I turned it from a newspaper to a magazine and added online and all that stuff. We're doing great. Finished my book. Finished another master's degree, which I just graduated from Pepperdine. So it's just keep moving forward. And you have to like to work, not depend on somebody else. And that's what it is. I've just always been that person who just keeps focused and keep working forward, keep putting my one foot in front of the other. And even though I did a lot of work and I was very successful in my past life, but in the last 6 years, I've done so much more and grown so much more because nobody's pulling me down. Nobody's putting me on a shelf or making my ideas look bad or make me feel bad. So it's all and only going forward. That's why I tell people, you got to just stay focused, say no to abuse, and this beautiful life. It's like you grow wings when you jump off the hill and say, okay, I'm going to go and fly. And it gives you wings to fly. And in the past, and every step you take forward, somebody's pulling you down. So you take two steps forward, one is back, or sometimes two or three are back, And now it's only going forward, and I'm looking for the brightest future. Now I'm working with you for the bestseller book, and I have a screenplay written on the same unreported, and it's a murder mystery. I'm looking forward to raising funds, saying it's based on a bestseller book, and I'm all excited. I already have all these ideas going. My website is up, and all these are, nobody's telling me it's not good enough. Nobody's telling me why, all giving me all the reasons why I shouldn't do something. If I wake up in the morning and I'm like, my dream is, what do I want to do today? And I do it. It's like, how do I make Vera happy today? How do I do something new that makes me happy? And I do it. Nobody's telling me don't do it. It's hard. You're not good enough for it.
How can you make yourself happy today and you are good enough for it and to it? Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio.
When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about how abuse and mediation play out. And what are the red flags you should look for? And what are the ways to successfully make a transition for you or someone you know and love who may be going through abuse? You can join me after the show on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads at debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
You know, Vera, I have a quote on abuse which says, survivors of any and all abuse become very good at anticipating mood of others, looks, actions, all of it in an effort to survive, believing that if we can be agreeable, be compliant, loving, do things how they want, that we will be safe. This becomes our way of life. Can you respond to that quote and the validity of that?
I'm not sure if the victims become more aware. It's once you do become aware, then you can see it in other people. Otherwise, yeah, we as a victims are mostly actually just trying to live day through day. And
trying to avoid it, deny it, and we're too busy just living that, you know, just surviving the days that I don't think, I don't believe that you are more aware of other people's. I mean, you do see it and somehow feel, you know, some sort of at a wavelength, you feel their pain. That's why I always wanted to help and get involved in a group or in a volunteer work where I was helping other women and children. Always my heart would ache when I see would do that. I mean, it should anyways as a human. That's how we will help other people. But I was very attached to that cause. I wanted to help. But I didn't even know it's abuse. I see it on other people, but I still never called it abuse. It was just a bad situation. You need to help. But for my own self, I was still calling it smaller names so I could survive and live in that day.
Right.
But now that I'm aware, now I see red flags. Oh, my God. Since I've been single, I have, you know, people ask me out and all this stuff, a lot of guys, and or when I see other couples, I see red flags. Oh, my God. Mm. They're, like, waving up and down and saying, yeah, oh, my God, there's a problem.
Okay,
watch out, watch
so here
out.
You are on the other yeah. side. You're also an expert in abuse. You've got a law degree. You're an expert in mediation. Awesome. What issues do you see that you're describing over and over again, like a matrix pattern for survivors, that if you could step in, you teach them, oh, watch out for this or don't do that? Give me three of them.
For one is, like, you have to be a little more careful when you meet someone or when you are in a relationship. If someone is making you feel bad or they're hurting you, those are the red flags that you cannot ignore. The more you ignore, then you start building this bad normal. And you can't have a bad normal, because then the word normal, you start living it and start accepting it, and then you don't even know why every day you feel bad and why this person hurts you every day and you somehow put up with it. Because not only you're in a bad normal, your abuser is also in a bad normal. They're not calling it abuse. That's how they are, and you're accepting it, so it's a bad normal. So you have to know, first of all, what kind of life you want. So it's a good thing to have a list of what you want. And if you don't know what you want, at least start making a list of what you don't want. So at least you say no to that. And then they say you should have a list of, when they say they, I mean people, smart people, right, wise people, and the things you hear. It's what you want to have and what you have to have. At least there should be a list of what you have to have in a relationship. And the respect is, I think, a lot bigger than even love. And if you don't have respect in a relationship, I mean, people can say, I love you. Do they even know what it is, love? Like, is it just attraction? Is it just companionship? Is it just getting used to it? Is it just, you know, just a normal living together or being around each other? And they don't know how to, it's like a codependency. All those things can look like love.
Well,
but
what if people don't have resources? So, you know, there may be people who don't have money or don't have the family or someone to depend on. How can they successfully free themselves from abuse?
Oh, there are groups, and in every city you can, you know, there, like, that's where I started volunteering, and I have looked up every city. Even here, when I moved to L.A., the first thing I did was start volunteering at OPCC, which is in Santa Monica, and it covers a lot of area around. If you look up in your city for family services or women's services or shelters, somebody will connect you to the right place. And they have shelters, they have support groups, they teach you what to do, they even have pro bono legal services and guidance. And, you know, so there are places where you can go for help. And also in my book, I remind people, as soon as you think you need to get out of the situation, this is bad, I cannot take it anymore, and it's not fixable, you've tried, you've told, asked the abuser over and over, it's not working, now you need to get out, you need to start saving some money and keeping records of your accounts and even writing a journal. Because in the end, if you go to court or if you go through mediation or whatever way you choose to get out, it'll be your word against theirs. And the money trail, if there is money in the family but you don't have personal money, and if you want a real lawyer, they are going to want the retainers. So you need to start saving some money. Have someone in your corner who knows your story. So you need to tell someone. A lot of people just don't want to talk about it. They keep it in, and no one knows. Like in my marriage, I am very close to one of my brothers, and that's one thing my ex tried to use it against me, that she's so close to her brother, how does he even not know? Because I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't tell people what I was going through. Everybody thought I was living a large life, living like a queen. So you need to tell someone who will say, yes, we knew this was happening. So there are resources, and those friends, just someone knowing, you keeping a journal, keeping the dates and, you know, important things recorded, and that will help. That will help.
Well, switching gears, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream, Vera? What are your future dreams and goals?
Like I said, I already have this bestseller. I'm just so excited about it. Launch, we're doing tonight. And hopefully tomorrow night I'll be a bestseller author. I already have a screenplay written based on my book, also called Unreported. It's a murder mystery. And I'm looking forward to making that film. I recently graduated with a mediation degree, and that is such an amazing, amazing thing I'm doing. I just had to go through a personal little conflict yesterday with one of my advertisers, and I am so excited that
How did that work out?
Oh, especially it was against a lawyer who just said, you did this, and da-da-da. I'm like, I stayed calm. I said, I'm a mediator. And she understood the mediation part because she's a lawyer and all that. But it was just so fantastic that she's screaming and I am calm. And I'm asking her, okay, so what do you want? What can we do together? And in the end, she was fine. And she just didn't have, you know, just like people say, when calmer people, peaceful people cannot live with the abusive people. Actually, angry, abusive people also don't know what to do with us peaceful people. They're like, oh, my God, what do? I have to calm down. She's just not fighting back. They want reaction, and I'm just not going to give you a reaction. I'm looking for a solution. So in the end, they also just give up. Just like, you know, we give up against abusive people, they give up against us, and they just have to not fight, or they can't fight with us when you're just not fighting back. So I'm really excited about that. I'm working with young children at a local school and teaching them from a young age onwards. I go to school 2 days a week, and I help resolve little disputes and also bigger disputes a little bit between the principal and the teachers and the principal and the, some of the parents or teachers and parents. And it's so exciting. I go there, and people are already like, we're waiting for you. Where's Vera? Because they are learning how not to fight and how to find other ways to resolve disputes with words instead of getting angry and abusive. And it's an amazing thing, teaching kids from the young age that there is another way to, everybody's going to have conflicts. This is inevitable. But what do you do with it? Not react and figure out a solution. And learning at a young age, I feel like, you know, we're creating or developing better citizens in future when they grow up into their businesses, into their life, and in their own families. I just have great hope and very excited about that.
I'm excited and, for you. You know, where can we get your book, Unreported? Where is it available?
Right now it's on Amazon, amazon.com. Just put the word Amazon, Unreported, or punch in my name. Either way, the book will pop up right away, and please buy it tomorrow morning.
That's
starting
right.
12:08.
Definitely 12 leave her reviews as well. Be sure to let her know how the book has impacted. It's so good to leave reviews when you enjoy a book on Amazon. I'm all about it. We're right here at the end. What would you like listeners to know that you may not have had an opportunity to share with us yet, Vera?
What I just tell everybody all the time is just make sure you take care of yourself. Self-love, self-care comes first, and then everything else goes from there. And just never, never settle for crumbs of love.
And a lot of abusers, they keep you in the relationship by giving you love, walking away, hurting you, bringing you flowers, coming back. And it's like a vicious cycle, and it's called a honeymoon thing. It keeps going back and forth and back and forth. It's like you're bad and good, and you keep coming back or staying for those few crumbs of love that you see once in a while, and that keeps showing you hope, and you keep thinking, if I love more, if I do more, maybe the love situations will, or the days will get better and more. But no, it actually keeps getting worse. And I know from experience, from, like, again, from my childhood to my adulthood as a wife and a mother, as a child, as a daughter, watching my mom, it just doesn't get better. I mean, you have to get away. Sometimes that's the only way it's going to work, is to get away, unless the abuser makes a huge effort, goes through counseling, and they have to get better on their own, and then hopefully the relationship will be better. But you cannot make anybody happy or make it better.
And unreported hurt, Kindle KDP version and the Create Space, the print version, is available on Amazon. And if people want to check out MalibuChronicle.com, the newspaper that you write, what will they find there? Why should they go to Malibu Chronicle?
Well, Malibu Chronicle is a magazine that I produce and out of Malibu. I write it right on the cover. It's called All Good News, because I am not a newspaper, so I'm not covering everyday events of who died, what happened, and somebody hurt someone. It's a lot of educational and inspirational stories, articles, and there's a lot to read. It's one of the best magazines you have in this area right now, and we distribute all the way from Hollywood to Ventura, and it's a free magazine, so we...
It's an easy read, too. I get copies myself. I enjoy receiving it.
Thank you. Thank you for reading, Debbie. And, yes, it goes a lot of work. We're working on our next issue coming out in August right now. And the current one, June, July, is out, and we're very excited, and I always keep getting good feedback, and I've made many friends out of that because people love what I write and what kind of materials I bring for people to write from. It's like it gives me a voice, and I try to help anybody else who wants to tell a story, so it gives me a voice and gives other people a voice. And that is actually my goal right now, is to keep bringing good information through the magazine.
Wow. What a way to turn life around. I really commend you so much. I'm inspired by your story, Vera, for overcoming what you have, not only creating a new norm, but taking it way above that and really being a contribution to the planet by having a voice, by teaching us, by being so articulate and educated, and by giving back so much. Thanks for coming on Dare to Dream today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm hoping my children will see me as a role model and keep, doing better. And with this, I'm
just have them
I'm
listen
free
to
and
this
my
show,
children
Vera. They'll know what a role model you actually are and what you've overcome. And if you want
thank
to know
you.
More about her, go to veramahajan.com. That's VeeraMahajan.com. I end today's show with this quote, and it's a quote on abuse. Never let someone who contributes so little to a relationship control so much of it. If you're ready for classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews and creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to debbiedashinger.com, mybestsellerbook.com, as well as mediamasteryradio.com. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget.